Yeah, Jordan said they were well up for it. You could see there was a very high level of aggression in their tackling. They tackled very, very hard, and it's the first time I've seen one of the university teams compete so strongly, in the Kendall Cup physically with the inter-county teams. But yeah, we had the chances. Geez, probably should have come out there with maybe 2-13, 2-14, considering the chances we had. Must have dropped three or four balls into the keeper's hands, and we had a great chance. David, a great chance for a goal, probably even a bit better than Brick's chance.
Yeah.
And you got to be taking those. But look, it's still the first week in January, and there's a good competitive game to get started, and Our objective now is to get ready for the 4th of February in the match against Down, and that'll definitely stand us in good stead.
Yeah, I suppose that's where the difficulty in lies. You're playing competitive matches, but at the same time, it's a learning process. I mean, a lot of players there who didn't feature last year started today, and other players came off the bench as well, and the level of fitness isn't going to be good. But you've got to play these matches, get them out of the way, but at the same time try and find out where you are in terms of the National League starting.
Yeah, it is. It's quite difficult. They have this winter ban. They stop you doing any collective work between November, December, and they expect you to play a competitive match then, in the first week of January against a team that's been training for the last 3 months, and they've already completed their league, and they're getting ready for their championship in just probably 5 or 6 weeks' time. So that bit's difficult, and there are fellas that have had a long year last year, and you give them a fair length of leave. The likes of Neil McGee there, you could see he was a bit rusty, and it's game of Donny improved, but he had a tough enough opening there, and your man Walsh, a good player from Monaghan, and he gave him plenty of bother. But look, we're missing a lot of players, a lot of key men missing there. Carl Lacey, Rory Kavanagh, Michael Murphy, name but a few, Martin McElhenney, these boys, right up the spine of the team, and they'll definitely help things when they come in again. But it's good to give boys a chance, fellas that showed well in the club championship, one thing or another, and boys that are in the squad and maybe didn't get a lot of football last year.
Yeah.
Nice to give them a chance.
And it's really trying to find out whether they're good enough to fit in with the sort of system that you know what you have. It's a question now of finding out, is there anything else there?
Well, that's it, and I suppose the hard part for them is they're coming in at a time of the year when probably the better players in the team are not fully up to speed, and coming in at a time when everybody was up to a higher level, it's easier to play in a good team. It's very hard to come into a team at the first week of January and make a big impression, and it's very hard. And then, as I say, against a team like Charlestown, or flying, and a lot further down the road in terms of their preparation for their competition than ours. But look, that's the nature of the game, that's the nature of the Kendall Cup, and it's the same every year, and you talk about the same things every year. But we have a big trip now to Cavan next week, and a tough one then at home against Derry. I think Derry won by a point, so they're in pole position now to qualify. But it's good to get games this time of year, and the league's only around the corner, and games are we'll take them as they come.
Would you prefer to play an extra game, say a semi-final and maybe a final, or would three matches be enough, do you think, Max?
Oh no, you know the more games you get, the better. Like, games are always far better than training sessions. Boys will always up the ante that bit more, when the ball's thrown in. So everybody prepares to playing games and training this time of year. It's wet and windy and dark conditions and all the rest. So the more games you get, the better. But look, it's not the end of the world either. Of course we'd love to qualify and get as many games as we can. It's games that brings boys up to speed, in the lead up to the league matches. So, but look, it's not the end of the world one way or the other.
Yeah. This time last year there wasn't high or much expectation, or people didn't really know what was going to happen. 12 months on, there's a huge expectation. I suppose that's a result of the way things went last year, so it puts the management team in a very different situation. I suppose it puts the players in a very different situation as well.
It does. Expectancy levels are very high. Like, we were even just thinking on this line, there was moans and groans there from the crowd after 5 minutes, and this is the first week in January, and boys like Ryan Bradley there just got married last week, and very little work done, and put on a massive game there, yeah. And to expect them to raise the levels that they were last year, and funny, the supporters do expect to see that, they don't see the break, and they expect you just to pick up where you left off, and but look, there's an awful lot of positives from the game, and it's definitely would have blown the cobwebs off a lot of men there, and it'll sharpen us up a bit for Cavan next week, and obviously we're going to Cavan in the first round of the championship as well.
That's
a bit of a dry run for that, so it's definitely something to look forward to, and it's good to get out playing again, it's good to get back.